This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Wow, you want to recognize how dishonest the legacy media is and how complicit they have been in all of the political crimes that are taking place in America today. Just check this out, how their narrative shifted from, oh, nobody's spying on Trump. There are no spies. It's a conspiracy theory. Nobody's spying on the Trump campaign officials. Are you nuts? Nobody's spying. To now it's, oh, yeah, we spy all the time. And it's an important intelligence strategy. And, of course, we're spying on people. And we're protecting them. And spies are everywhere. And it's a very important part of the national security apparatus. The what do they like to say? They like to use the word corpus. It's part of the corpus of the outer orbit of intersection with gathering of intel for the corpus. You know, it's just, they're just so full of crap at this point. Remember, they shifted from, no, nobody's spying on Trump, to now, well, of course people are spying on Trump, and that's normal. So wait a minute, you've been lying this whole time. You've been lying to America this whole time. How dishonest and corrupt is the media exactly? Well, now you know. It was all BS from the start. Remember when Trump tweeted out, oh, that Obama tapped my wires, I think he said. He meant wiretapped. It's a funny, Trump is funny. Have a cup of coffee and just deal with it. But he said, Obama tapped my wires, I think. And the media mocked him. It was like, nobody tapped your wires. You're making things up. You're having delusions, conspiracy theories. And now, today, their explanation is, oh, well, yeah, of course, everybody, you know, Obama spied on you, and that was for your own protection, Mr. Trump. And it's an important, you know, it's an important tool in the bag o' tricks of the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, and the CIA, and the CYA. We now have a new director of CYA, which is, I mean, it just... The insanity of all of this. They just change the subject like they pretend that you don't remember what they said literally yesterday. I mean, yesterday, at least as of the day I'm recording this, yesterday they said nobody spied on Trump. Today they say, oh, of course we spied on Trump and it's for his protection and it's a normal part of what we do in the intelligence community, the IC, the corpus of tools. It's literally one day later they changed the story. Hoping you don't remember. Because I guess, you know, the people who consume the New York Times and the Washington Post, mostly left-wing people, they're actually too stupid to remember what was reported yesterday. They're like mind puppets, okay? It's like the Washington Post has shoved its fist up the asses of its own readers and is now working the minds from the inside to say, don't remember what we reported yesterday. Do focus on what we're reporting today, even though the two stories are totally contradictory. And if you're a leftist, you're supposed to go, okay, that's fine. Because you're just told totally contradictory stories day after day, and tomorrow they could make up something else. You're not supposed to be able to think. You're not supposed to be able to remember. I mean, to be a leftist, you actually have to be lobotomized. It's like you have to poison yourself with fluoride and street drugs and psychiatric medications or something, just to qualify to swallow the garbage coming out of the New York Times and the Washington Post right now. It is such garbage. Who believes that crap? Does any intelligent person believe anything coming out of those newspapers? Those failing papers? What a joke. So what is the truth then? Well, it's become rather obvious. The truth is that Obama violated law. Obama committed treason. Obama tried to overthrow an election. Obama used the power of government to spy on his political opponents to try to interfere in the election. And I remember Obama talking to Chris Wallace and saying, no, there's no chance of any interference in any election. Zero chance. Sorry, I'm giving Obama a Texas accent for some reason. There's no chance. Full stop. Period. No interference. And he was doing the interfering. I need like a Texas Obama puppet. to roll that out with? How about Obama the Texan as a little character that we roll out in the video blogs? That would be fun. Because Obama is a puppet, you see, that's why that's funny. Obama is a puppet for the globalists, and the media is running the puppets like Obama. The media, look, you got to understand, the media is the mob boss in a lot of this stuff. The left-wing media is not a free press. The left-wing media is not the news. They're not engaged in journalism. They are engaged in treason. Or you might say, it's not journalism, it's treasonism. Treason, outright treason. They are literally attempting to steal the election and overthrow a duly elected president. That's why I say arrest. Arrest the fake journalists who are actually just treasonous actors, deep state operatives. They're part of the deep state. You got to understand, these people that work for the New York Times, some of them, or who work for the Washington Post, or who work for CNN, they are themselves spies and deep state operatives working for the Obama regime. They get their orders from Obama or people close to him. They're told what to do, what to say. They're not journalists. They do not have free speech protections when you are engaged in a conspiracy of criminal treason against your nation. You do not have First Amendment protection for that kind of behavior. That's a crime. That's treason. And that's the kind of stuff that should get people arrested and thrown in prison, or at least given a fair trial, we'll say, obviously. I always support fair trials. Especially against those who are committing treason and they've been caught and the evidence is irrefutable, let's give them a trial. We have to make sure the public knows that the prosecution is legitimate, unlike what the Democrats try to do, which is almost never legitimate. It's almost always based in fraud. Just recognize that the media can change the story tomorrow. They could say, well, let's see, let's track this. So yesterday it was nobody spying on Trump. Today it is, oh yeah, of course we're spying on Trump, and it's to protect Trump. And what? Tomorrow it could be that Trump should love us for spying on him because we protected him from aliens, from planet Zorg, as I like to say. I mean, it's just anything. It's insane at this point. It's absolutely insane. They're in cover-up mode. It's a desperation move. They're trying to cover up the crimes. They're trying to cover up all the collusion. The New York Times is trying to save its own reputation, which is going to be difficult as this comes out. Obama's trying to keep himself out of jail at this point. John Brennan is trying to keep himself out of jail as well. So to wrap this up, here's what you should expect to see. There are going to be a slew of assassinations, executions, suicides in the coming months. That's my prediction. People are going to be killed off who know something about Obama. Like people who could testify against Obama, you're going to start seeing them drop dead. And they will be made to look like suicides. And the official New York Times narrative will be, oh, these people committed suicide because they knew they were guilty. Well, what a convenient way to put a little bow tie on your corruption story, huh? Well, good thing that this guy committed suicide because now we know he's the guy and everybody else is innocent. This is what the New York Times is going to report. Just wrap up the story. Just have a funeral and protect Obama, you see. Protect Hillary. So watch for it. You're going to start seeing people dropping dead all over Washington, D.C. and Virginia and all the places where these people are. People who have dirt on Obama, dirt on Clinton, will be dropping dead. Others will try to turn state's evidence. They'll try to go to the essentially the Trump DOJ, and they'll try to say, okay, give me immunity, and I'll lay it out for you. And somebody's going to do that sooner or later, and that's how this whole thing unravels. Well, it's already unraveling. That accelerates it. So watch for that. It's coming soon. Going to be fascinating. We'll have full coverage, of course, at newstarget.com. and naturalnews.com, as well as my video blog website, counterthink.com. And be sure to join my new upcoming YouTube alternative, a free speech video platform called Reel.video. Reel.video. Yeah, free accounts. It's launching this July, and it's going to be awesome. You're going to hear the truth again. that you haven't heard in a long time because of YouTube censorship. Go to real.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.